Greetings, Padawans, and welcome to the Archives. Here to unlock this holocron is the Man of the Hour, Jedi Master Sotiko.
Bosha, welcome back to the Archives podcast. Banjul has been prodding me for months to bring this show back, and we are finally back on the block today. It is your boy, the sexy boy Sotiko, and of course he puts the Vice in Viceroy. The Red Hat enthusiast himself. He is fancy.
Tuck him away.
Welcome back.
New Gunray.
Episode 3 of Season 3 of the Archives podcast. We are back on the block. We're going to keep this to a nice, tight episode for today. And see what we do in the future. But today we're going to be talking about some redacted stuff going on. I had to talk about this. There is a Star Wars project, a very controversial Star Wars project that is currently in the process of being redacted. We also have a bunch more news, a bunch more to break down, and a Archives podcast exclusive quote from Temuera Morrison. So let's get right into this. This is the Archives Podcast. How you doing, Banjul?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm gassed. I'm really excited.
What happened to your sleeves?
Much like my boy Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just too cool, you know.
Yeah.
Is it red? Is it blue? No, it's purple rain. All right.
Don't make me skip on my umbrella, Ella.
I
love the robot chicken stuff.
Robot Chicken Star Wars is...
It should be canon. Like, it should be canon, I think.
I love it because it could literally be viewed upon as in-universe. It could be.
It answers everything you think about. I mean, all those skits, like, not to go off topic already, but, like, what was IG-88 doing on Bespin all the time? He was setting up the dinner room in the other room. Why did Boba Fett die? He was drunk when he was flying. Yeah. Like, because he was also the last person. I don't know if you see that scene. I've always wondered as a kid, you know, the battle above the Sarlacc pit's going on. Boba is the last person to get into the fight. Where was he this whole time? At the bar.
Yep.
It makes sense. So it should be canon.
I love it. My favorite skit. And it's so hard to pick a favorite. My favorite one is probably the one where Padme is seducing Anakin. And
what do you mean? I always wear this when I read my books.
Yeah. And she rips her clothes off and the showers on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
And Anakin's like, if you are in as much agony as I am, please tell me.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Beyond that, beyond Robot Chicken, we have some news that, look, you watched a certain show that I didn't.
No, don't be starting this. We're talking about Bad Batch?
No.
I watched Bad Batch.
Ladies and gents, first and foremost, I must point out that Banjul had to take a look at his roster, make 6 wrong predictions about what I used to clean up a squad in Galaxy of Heroes. And I was like, Banjul, we love this show. No one else likes this show. We talk about this show all the time.
At the same night, yeah.
And he's like, Andor? I love Andor. Ahsoka? My favorite show?
Yeah. It took me a second.
It did.
Bad Batch, yeah.
But there is a show called Star Wars The Acolyte. Now, I don't know anything about...
I've never seen. I haven't seen it.
I've not seen a minute.
There is zero proof. I've never watched a minute of it, just like Twilight.
Pull up the Disney Plus. Pull up the Disney Plus.
Sure.
Pull it up.
Yeah, my account's clean. My account's clean, man.
Sure, let's see your family account.
I don't know about them, man. I can't speak for them. If they watch it, I don't know if they're off the account. That's what happened. I sent out a mass email to everyone saying, if I see anyone watches The Acolyte, guess who's login privileges?
So I have not seen a minute of this. So Chad, you guys tell us if it was good or not. We're bipartisan. We have nothing to do with it. But the show is currently in process of being redacted.
That's insane.
All merchandise has been wiped from Disney shops. All merchandise has been wiped from Disney's online shops. All mentions.
When did this happen?
Today.
Oh, damn, dude. That's
24
crazy.
Hours after the news that it's canceled. Mm-hmm. So, people are speculating.
That's never happened before.
Never. People are speculating how long until it gets removed from Disney Plus.
I don't think they're going to remove it from Disney Plus. I think if you have the holiday specials still there, because, I mean, the holiday special is terrible, but people will eventually learn to appreciate it over time. I don't know if that's the same case with The Acolyte, but it is on there. It is content for people to waste their time watching instead of watching something they want to watch, or something that's better, I should say. I don't think you'll get removed from Disney Plus. If it gets removed from Disney Plus, that'll score some brownie points with me from Disney, because lately Disney's just been awful, like the way they're managing Star Wars and some of their other IPs. But if they removed it, that would give me hope about the sequel trilogy.
Is it safe to consider it, like you said, this has never happened before?
Right.
Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't great. It wasn't received well, and we'll get to that as we talk about...
Book of Boba was not well either.
And we'll get to that when we talk about our exclusive Tamora Morrison quote that we have from him. This has never happened before, that a show has been audibly canceled only, less than a month since the finale? And...
something like that.
Wiped away, literally... All merch has been wiped off the face of Disney's surface.
Well, the merch I can speak on a little bit. Disney has been struggling to sell Star Wars merchandise for a very long time. When The Force Awakens came out, I remember watching the news and reading articles about, every year around Christmas, there's always what is the number one item or video game console that kids want? What's the big seller? What's the one thing everybody needs to get for Christmas? And then they always talk about the number one return product. Like, what was one thing that didn't sell? So they'll go into the analytics. And I remember when The Force Awakens came out, the number one returned item was Star Wars stuff. And the number one character returned was Captain Phasma, which means... Captain Phasma, at the time we didn't know anything about her. She looked super cool. She looked amazing. A lot of people bought her product. There's a t-shirt with her on it, action figure, whatever. She looked cool. She was the new Boba Fett. That's how they sold her. A lot of people bought it. It was the number one returned item. It was Captain Phasma, Star Wars product, was the number one returned item for toys that year. The only thing I think I can say that Disney has sold merchandise Star Wars-wise has been anything Mandalorian or Grogu. I can't go anywhere without seeing a Grogu sticker, a Grogu backpack. So Grogu sold very well. Grogu was a very nice, positive outcome.
Could have sold even better if they planned on it, because I remember...
Yeah, it was a surprise. Lockdown. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was a surprise. It was like, how are you keeping this a surprise? And people, I remember that year for Christmas, people were demanding for Grogu Prada for Christmas. And Disney was like, oh, we don't have anything ready till the next year. I remember people were making their own Grogu products and selling them that year too, like on Etsy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was another foul up on Disney. It's like, I get the secrecy for the story, but like, it was such a great hit for people to buy. So that's kind of some background knowledge of Star Wars merch right now. So if you can take that into perspective, now you have a show that nobody likes.
And beyond the merch, tweets from the past 2 weeks have been deleted.
Oh yeah, I'm sure, because the actors and directors have said a bunch of stuff just attacking their own audience, which is
exactly
stupid.
And this isn't a bash the Acolyte. I do want to point that out. We're not bashing the Acolyte. We are bipartisan. We've not seen it. We have no negative feelings or connotations towards the show at all. This is simply, hey, this is what's going on. We're letting you guys know how we feel about it. I think that this is the kind of unofficial decanonization of the content.
I don't even think it needs to be decanonized.
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do, because there were just some things that I saw that I feel like they took liberties with.
So, it happened so far before any of the stories. I mean, I know they changed the thing with Gotti Mundi, where they put him in the show, and the fans were like, well, he can't exist in the show because this was before he was even born. You know, we know his age in episode one. There's books and stuff like that talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I remember Wikipedia, they changed his age to defend the show. And then Wikipedia started doing a bunch of stupid things. I guess they started siding with the show and attacking some of the Star Wars fans. Anyways, I don't think it needs to be decanonized. I think, like, it got so low viewership. A lot of people don't like it. I personally, from what I heard about it, I probably will never watch it. I already have a negative opinion on it just from what I've heard and the way the actors are treating the fans and the director's treating the fans. But if no one watched it, then for all intents and purposes, it just doesn't exist. You just don't click on it, don't give it attention. Right. To us, it doesn't exist. If they can change the canon of a character's age mid-episode, like literally like within 24 hours after the episode aired, they changed Ki-Adi Mundi's age. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's like, you know, he's like a third or fourth string character. But so for some people, that might be their favorite character in all of Star Wars.
Exactly. And now
they're like, all the books I've read and I have on my desk don't matter, or now like I have to read them with a filter on because they changed everything just because some moron on set couldn't do their background check, being like, you know, does it make sense if we have Anakin Skywalker here and Darth Vader at the same time? That's fine, right? No one's gonna catch that. So, you know, just a mistake on their part, and I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I really don't have much to say on the show other than I'm not going to watch it. And it's, you know, nobody really asked for this show either. You know what I mean? Like, this just Correct. Feels like it came out of nowhere. Like, thank God it wasn't KOTOR. Thank God it wasn't Knights of the Old Republic. My lord, if they did this to, like, my boy Revan or Malgus or Malak even, oh, dude. I don't know if it'd be subscribed to Disney Plus anymore. I mean, it's already really hard to keep the subscription with the way everything is. Prices are going up, but yeah, just thank God it's not the Knights of the Old Republic, right?
Honestly, and I know that she was kind of pumping her chest about wanting
to. Yeah, she wanted to. Yeah, she wanted to do something about Treya, and I'm like, no, don't do that, please.
So, let's shift gears to something a little more positive, something that we both have a keen fascination with, maybe a keenoy fascination with. Let's talk about Andor, season 2.
Keenoy.
Yeah.
What's that from?
Oh, it's Keenoloy, you know.
Who's that?
One Way Out!
Oh!
This guy. Okay. I love Andor, it's my favorite show. Come on, Banjo.
It's the exact opposite. I don't care for the show.
So,
but I'm hyped about season 2 a little bit.
Adria Arjona, who plays Cassian's Bix Kayleen. She plays Bix.
Oh, Bix.
Yeah, okay. Fill in the blank with what she is to Cassian. Friend, ally, sometimes lover.
What girl?
What girl?
Yeah.
She said, quote, "Oh man, when I read season 1, I pinched myself. And when I started reading season 2, I was like, that fucker Tony Gilroy can't outdo season 1. I was like, again, it's not going to be as good, but it's fucking better. It's so much better. It is." Arjona told THR in no uncertain terms. "What he has crafted and created is mind-blowing, and I can't believe I got to be a part of it. He's so talented, and he really outdid himself for season 2. Listen, you already spoiled something for me for Andor season 2.
It was posted in an article.
Ladies and gentlemen, spoiler warning. If you don't want to be spoiled, skip ahead 30 seconds to the 15-minute mark. But Do you want to spoil it again for everyone else?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, because they've already talked about it, but they're bringing Ben Mendelsohn back, which they should.
who is
who played Director Krennic in Rogue One. So they said that Andor is being shot in a part one and part two.
Mm-hmm.
They said part one was going to be establishing Andor and character building and world building, but then they said there's going to be a time jump a couple years forward, and they said part two is going to be very, very Rogue One like, very, very close to Rogue One. So, I mean, I think it only makes sense that they bring Ben Mendelsohn back. I mean, he was awesome. I hate the fact that he only got to be in one movie. But yeah, he's great. I think he was out of all of, like, not Imperial, but like Imperial First Order, Galactic Republic, out of all the officers that we've gotten since Disney's purchased Star Wars, I think he's the best. I really do. I think there's something about his character, about the the whininess of, like, not getting the glory, and just his ruthlessness, and then how he also wants to be nice, and I don't know. He's just great. I think he's just a great actor too.
100%. Do you think that it would be dope if we got, like, Bob Odenkirk to come in and be like
represent the Empire,
Mon Mothma's lawyer or something?
No. He's a friend of the cartel, so he's gonna represent.
Listen here,
in the Senate,
you know, Saw Gerrera, my client. He's a good man. He's an honest man. Sure, he's killed a few people.
Mr. Guerrera is but, his family back there. Yeah.
So the writer for Andor and Severance, part of the writing board, James Mangold, he will be taking the helm on the Dawn of the Jedi movie, which has since gotten a increase in budget since the cancellation of, and this is when we'll talk about it, The Acolyte and Book of Boba Fett Season 2. Now we have confirmation there will be no Book of Boba Fett Season 2, and Boba Fett will not be partaking in any more Mandalorian and Grogu or Mandalorian episodes.
That also sucks.
Due to the fact, and this is an exclusive quote for the Archives podcast from Tamar Morrison, allegedly claims that it is due to the Boba Fett memes, that he was just past his prime as Boba Fett, and it would cost too much to de-age him, it would cost too much to deepfake him, that they don't see that they would make a profit. So it's really unfortunate that we're kind of seeing the death of a character that you and I genuinely love. I'm wearing his shirt as a nod to the guy. He's your favorite character. I mean, do you just want to talk about Boba Fett for a little bit, you know, as we kind of pay our respects here?
So I know Book of Boba Fett was terrible, and he even, there's been interviews where he said that, like, he would, like, suggest to make Boba, he doesn't think Boba would act this way or whatever, but he just had to, you know, do his job and say the lines they told him to say and say them the way they wanted him to say it, which sucks. So I was really hoping that we'd get a season two for, like, a redemption to fix Book of Boba, which, honestly, that's just a pattern for Disney. Mm-hmm. It really is a pattern where it's like Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and then Rise of Skywalker. It's like, oh, we have to fix what we did last time. And it's like, I'm happy and I'm sad we're not getting Book of Boba season two, because it's like, I'm sick and tired of Disney having to fix the mistakes they made for their last project or the first season or the first movie, because that's just not how you, that just shows that you're not learning. You're not catering to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when Boba Fett got reintroduced in Mando season two, I thought he was fine. I thought he was a badass. Didn't talk
looked
as much.
So
I mean,
sick.
He looked awesome.
He looked
I loved,
so
I loved
sick.
It. He was a great background character, in my opinion. Not even a side character, a sidekick. But great, like, quest character, you know, that you beat up. I don't know what they did with his show. I don't know why they went that route.
I feel like they really didn't even need to make the show.
there was no villain.
Yeah.
The show had no villain. I was really hoping that, oh, we're dealing with Crimson Dawn, possibly. We're dealing with the Pikes here. Maybe they're going to revive Kira from Solo, which she's a great character. She's in the comics and has a huge influence on Star Wars, up and even to the First Order. So I thought that was going to be their way of introducing her. I'm like, okay, that's the big payoff. Dude, there was no villain in this show. People say the villain was Cad Bane. It's like, nah, Cad Bane was like the guy you meet at the end of the
Again,
game.
Again, Cad Bane's also just a guy doing his job, you know?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Just a guy doing his job.
So, yeah, them taking Boba Fett out, it sucks. But I want to go back to what you said about the budget. Okay. I don't think a bigger budget means anything's going to be better, personally. If you go straight to the data from the Acolyte had the biggest budget out of any Star Wars show. And actually, if you look at the Star Wars shows in order that they've been released and the budgets, they're kind of flip-flopped. The lowest budget that they had was actually Mando Season 1, which was, in my opinion, one of their better shows. Their biggest budget they had was The Acolyte, obviously their worst show. Obi-Wan Kenobi, also not a great show. Higher budget than Mando Season 1. Book of Boba, I believe, had a higher budget than Mando Season 2. It's like, the higher their budget is...
Then you have Andor, 250 mil masterpiece.
Andor's like right in the... Yeah, Andor's like kind of like in the middle.
Masterpiece.
I don't think them allocating the budget to their movies or future projects means anything. At the end of the day, like, I don't think it matters how much money you put into a show. If you're not writing to cater to your audience, you're... not writing to cater to your audience.
Correct. And I hope that doesn't mean that they're just going to hire like Idris Elba and pay an exorbitant fee, when the backbone of Star Wars was, hey, let's get these unknowns to be our stars, and then we'll get these great actors. Like,
I have no problem with Peter Schilling. I have Schilling. No problem with celebrities being in Star Wars, but the main cast, like you said, has to be the unknown.
You're correct. Like, it's dope to know Tom Hardy was a stormtrooper. That's sick.
Sure. Or like, everyone knew Samuel Jackson when he played Mace Windu. Everyone knows who that was. I mean, he wasn't as big as he was now because, you know, with Marvel. But people knew Sam Jackson.
Right. But if Michael Jackson was in Star Wars, like he was trying to be.
I remember that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't work out.
No, it'd take you out of it. And that's prime example. Season 3 Mandalorian, Van Seal's favorite, but Jack Black and Lizzo didn't need to be there. They felt out of place and it took you out of it.
Jack Black needed to be there. Jack Black needed to be in that show, man. And Christopher Lloyd. Don't forget about him. All in the same episode.
See, the Christopher Lloyd shout, most people coming up have seen Back to the Future. What is he playing Back to the Future? A kooky old scientist. What is he in Star Wars? A kooky old separatist.
Sure.
So it was kind of a little too close. So I would have liked someone else there.
How do we know that wasn't actually Doc Brown? Just going way back in time in a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. It could have been a Count Dooku enthusiast, you know?
Yeah. He probably saw episode 2 in theaters and was like, you know what? I could go back to the good old days.
Bro, when they jettisoned off to 2015, he was probably looking like he was into science fiction. He was probably looking up.
So he probably saw Star Wars. Yeah, he saw episode 2 then. He went to 2015 and they saw episode. Yeah.
Episode 1, 2, and 3. And he's like, this Dooku guy is kind of sick.
Yeah.
I like his ideologies. In 2015, the Clone Wars is what? 6 seasons deep?
Clone Wars is over already.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 seasons deep, yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
Well, previous to the Disney season, yeah.
Well, Dooku's shit's all done.
Yeah, pretty much. Minus Tales of the Jedi, but yeah.
So he's seen all of Dooku's prime. He's like, this guy's my guy. I'm going back. And he became a Red Hat enthusiast for Dooku. You know? Separatist party, baby. Which would be a nice little fan fiction to talk about, to do.
I mean, I feel like you have to do it now just to distract yourself from how bad that season was.
Speaking of how bad something is, Star Wars Outlaws. Blech. Can you imagine, like, the hope, anticipation that we all had when it was announced? Open world game.
Well, hold on. We have to clarify. They're marketing it as the first open world Star Wars game. That is false. You and I play the Old Republic. Correct. What the heck is that? That is super open world.
It's the exact same open world because it's what is it called? It's linear.
I mean, it looks like Star Wars Outlaws. I think you have like four or five planets you can visit from.
Yeah, and it's not like you can actually get into a ship and hit atmosphere and fly to another.
No, yeah, you can. You can. That's how they're marketing it. They're trying to make it like that game No Man's Sky.
Okay. Where
it's like you leave the atmosphere, but it's probably still going to be some sort of a loading screen. Anyways, it doesn't really matter. The fact that they're marketing it as the first open world Star Wars game, I'm like, well, that's already not true, so... You know, but and then if you want to go back to budget, I mean, that game has a big budget too, and
we've seen it, and it's
like doo-doo.
But
yeah,
hopefully it's a step, because everyone has to make a first step, right? And this is the first non-EA Star Wars game in a long time.
No, this is Ubisoft.
Yeah.
So isn't Ubisoft owned by EA?
I think that they might be, because I'm a EA game tester, and
I'm looking it up right now. I guess not. But no, I don't know.
They're different, but
either way, it's
either
it's,
or.
It looks and feels like an EA game, and like. The way
I would say it looks worse, dude. Battlefront 2 is it's beautiful.
It's still good. Well, after they fixed it, you have to remember the first year they had to remake the whole game because EA messed it all up with their microtransactions or anything. But like, when I first saw Star Wars Outlaws, I was like, okay, I was all hyped, right? The biggest thing for me, the biggest turn off for me, if someone buys it for me, I'll play it maybe, but.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the biggest turnoff was Battlefront 2 is gone. You have to play it on private servers now, right? Jedi Fallen Order was great. Jedi Survivor, everyone has mixed feelings on it. I didn't buy it. But I have this gaping hole where I'm like, I want to play with my friends in a Star Wars
so
game.
Bad. Like,
so
I,
bad.
I want the camaraderie of a Luke Skywalker who's a Jedi. A Han Solo who's a smuggler, a Chewbacca who's a juder, and a Fred who's a bot, you know? I want that camaraderie. I want us all to hang out, sure. Be different classes,
sure.
Mess around. And yeah, you can do that in the Old Republic, but it's wonky.
You can, but the thing is, the Old Republic is an MMO. It's a very different style game, plus the game is very old.
And it's wonky.
And if you've never played an MMO before, it's very overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff you got. It's like a second job, man. It's crazy. Anyways, so there's no multiplayer or even co-op in Star Wars Outlaws, and I'm like, when I saw the gameplay, it reminded me of like GTA/Red Dead Redemption, where it's like, okay, if you break the law or do anything, piss anybody off, you're wanted by the Empire, and then you know, the more you're wanted, the higher tier goes up. So then you start getting death troopers, walkers, like, you know what I mean? Like, the bigger the threat, they send more people. You're just like those kind of games. I'm like, oh, that would be so sick to have with your friends in co-op.
Yeah.
But all you have is like this lizard of a pet. And I'm like, oh my God, there's no multiplayer. There's no co-op. So to me, that means this game is going to have very low replay value. People are going to play it once, if they even finish it, and then they're going to be done with it.
I know. I can remember when me and my girlfriend, we played GTA Online together all the time. And
yeah,
like, we'll just be on a hilltop shooting helicopters with RPGs, but having the time of our life because it's an open world.
You don't have to have a goal.
Exactly.
In mind. You're just having fun.
And imagine an unlimited open world in Star Wars where you... Hey, do you guys want to go fight a battle? Do you guys want to go hang out at a cantina? Do you want to go watch some pod racing? Do you guys want to roam around the vendors? Do we want to go to Naboo again, dude? Naboo again? No, let's go to Coruscant. No, let's go hang out in Mustafar. Like,
yeah, yeah, I know, man. I mean, and yeah, and the character doesn't look very interesting. Just your typical. I mean, I think the actress is gorgeous, and she probably did a really good job voice acting. But I mean, like, man, the lines they gave her are so stupid and cringe.
Yeah.
The graphics are a problem. The gameplay looks boring. It just doesn't look good. And again, this game had a very high budget, so you're probably going to see a lot of layoffs at Ubisoft in probably about a year, because I mean, they also have that Assassin's Creed game coming out that people aren't very happy with as well.
No, so, and I'm an Assassin's Creed head, you know.
Yeah, and the other thing too is I hate the fact that it's a single player game that has a battle pass. Like, what?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Like, why? Like, in order to get all the different missions, you have to get the deluxe version, and then there's a collector's edition. So it's already super greedy, but I think the base price is $69.99, and then I think the deluxe edition is like an extra $20 or something like that. But then I know the collector's edition, it's like it's over $100. It's like you're paying for the game like almost twice.
Correct.
And it's like, and I think the collector's edition comes with Han Solo's jacket, Han Solo's gun, and it's like, why didn't you just make a game about Han Solo in the first place?
I know, right?
How sick would it be if we had a Han Solo game and an Indiana Jones game come out in the same year?
A Han Solo co-op game where your homeboy can play as Chewie.
Sure. Sure.
I'm sorry. I can't play another single concept, I can't right? play another it's single player story game. I need,
yeah.
Especially with Star Wars, man. I can't. Like, I need...
Star Wars fans have been... we've been in a desert, man. We've been in a desert in terms of content. Like, do you remember back in the GameCube days, all those different Star Wars games? Like, I feel like that was, like, the peak. We had the Rogue Squadron. We had the Clone Wars games.
I had the 360 and the Xbox, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I had all those for Xbox.
There were so many Star Wars games, and it was, like, peak Star Wars gaming.
There was a new Star Wars game, I want to say, every 8 months.
It felt like it, right?
Yeah.
They're just spitting them out. It was great when the prequels were in the theaters. Now it's like, what? Battlefront 1 was okay, Battlefront 2 was good, but then they cut the servers, and then we got a bunch of single-player games.
Star Wars Jedi. Even Battlefront didn't have a co-op campaign when it could have.
And I think the root of this problem, though, is just the fact that Star Wars is not in a healthy state right now. Like, it's not that people aren't willing to make Star Wars game. It's just these companies, and when they have their meetings with their investors, I have a pretty strong suspicion that a lot of investors for these big companies, just they don't want to touch Star Wars with a 10-foot pole.
It just blows my mind that there's no esports Star Wars game.
Well, but like I said, they don't want to risk the money, because when you look at Star Wars' track record, I mean, Disney has tarnished the franchise. Like, when the prequels were out, dude, it was like you said, every 8 months it felt like people were just spitting out Star Wars games left and right. And there were the nice thing was it was a variety. You had the single player Jango Fett game. You had the Jedi Knight game that was co-op and or multiplayer and single player. We had the old Battlefronts with couch co-op and Xbox Live. Like, we had everything, right? It was just a nice variety. And not all of them were great. Not all of them were bad, but you had options. And now we're just like, all we can do is
now we're waiting 2 years for a game that's ass.
Yeah, we just pray for the next game in 2 years that it's going to be good. And it's like, now this one's single player.
Yeah. So what I need in a perfect world, I need Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake. That has to be not just co-op. I'm sorry, but if you're party size, if you can have that a party, cool. You invite your friends. Hey, you're going to be Bastila, you're HK-47, you're T3. Let's fucking go, you know?
That would be cool. And I mean, I hate to say it, but like, if you want to play a Star Wars game right now with your friends, this is gonna sound very stupid. Go play Fortnite or Lego Fortnite and buy all the Star Wars skins, and there's your Star Wars multiplayer experience.
That's it. And even Fortnite sucks. It sucks. Yeah,
some people like it, but it's like, if that's your only option.
I re-downloaded that and I was literally about to buy an Anakin skin, but the game modes, the games, the creator shit, it sucked. Like, we need something more. We need something better. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. We've gone 35 minutes. To wrap her up.
A little bit longer, yeah.
To wrap her up, this is a question that was sent in from Mundane Tactics from the United States. Do you think Revan was, he said better, but better I feel like is, are you a good person? So rather than better, do you think Revan was greater as a Jedi or a Sith?
Good question. How are you taking the question? Like, better isn't like, did he do better stuff for people, or just like power level?
I'm gonna say, because Revan,
like, is he more productive?
I'm gonna say results based upon input.
Okay. I would probably say it's very wishy-washy, because it's like he starts off as Jedi, goes Sith, and he redeems himself as a Jedi again, but then he's like, he's not really a Jedi after that. He's kind of just doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes a lot of mistakes after that the galaxy has to pay for, because he's an idiot.
After his mind gets fried.
Yeah, well, that happens when you're an idiot. that makes sense! They put him in a mind flare for too long. I think as a Sith, I think he got a lot more done, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know,
and I think that was really who he was too, you know, because I don't,
yeah, because
he wasn't initially corrupted. He was just following what he thought was right. He thought that the Republic was vehemently wrong. He thought that the Jedi were vehemently wrong for not getting involved.
Well, he kind of gets a little bit corrupted, him and Malak, when they first meet Vitiate. Like, Vitiate is best described as almost like a vampire. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll just, like, you're his slave. So when Revan and Malak first met him, they were never the same after their first encounter.
Of course not.
But then Revan kind of came back to his senses after he got knocked out from Malak at the beginning of KOTOR, but I think he did more as a Sith, because he definitely, like, I think with Vitiate's influence, he had, like, the goal, or, like, he got to be part of the grand plan, I guess. I guess, I don't want to say he was a tool used for a greater purpose, mm-hmm. but he got a lot more done as a Sith, I think, than when he was a Jedi before, personally.
Okay. I think he was
but
a greater...
But I think
greater...
the argument can go both ways.
Yeah. I think he's just the top three character in Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which definitely. Is crazy, just being a video game character.
Yeah. I would place him right under Omega and Crosshair.
Omega what?
Just Omega.
Just Omega? No other variation?
just Omega.
I think Revan was better as who he was, to put it plainly. Revan, like, he's just that guy. He's that guy. Yeah. He was the number one Jedi in the world and was like, you know, I'm gonna go do my own thing. Became a Sith, dominated the Sith, Dark Lord of the Sith. He had to get his honey to bring him back. Came back and was like, dude, like, I'm not blind. I know what you guys did to me. It's BS.
Yeah.
When created the Revanites, they suck. But
yeah, once he does that, well, he didn't create them. They were like a bunch of fanboys.
Yeah.
He rejected them at first. And then when he goes crazy, he's like, wait a minute, I got my own private fan base. He's correct. Like, yeah, turned into an army. Yeah, at that point, that's when he kind of like, that's where I call him Revan the Idiot. Everyone calls him like Revan Reborn. I'm like, no, it's Revan the Idiot, because
that's why I hate that people always ask for a Revan Reborn GL. He was a kooky old man. Yeah, no!
He kind of ruined everything. Like, he was so moronic that he convinced the Jedi to sit to work together. They're like, guys, correct. This guy is going to ruin Revan, everything.
Like, if Revan gets a GL, he should be Revan, comma, Knight of the Old Republic. And leave it at that. I don't want him to be Revan Reborn, because that guy's a freaking, he's a menace to society.
I mean, he's more powerful. I will say this, Revan Reborn is way more powerful, but like his plans made no sense. So no. Like, dude, leave it alone. Leave it alone. You're gonna make things worse. What would you do? You made things worse.
But you know what wasn't worse? This episode of the podcast. I appreciate your time, Banjeel. We went 40 minutes. We will take that. And next week we have a nice, much more scheduled, much more organized episode. And we'll talk about more than just Star Wars as well. We didn't mean to just talk Star Wars, but it's been a while, so we had to catch up with it. Now that we're caught up, we will holla at you guys later. For Sotico and Banjeel, it's been the Archives Podcast, and we'll see you later.